Blog Talk Radio.
Tuned in, you're now tuned in, Air It Out Radio.
Look, you're now tuned in to Air It Out Radio. Got the internet popping, but you don't really hear me though. Where they play the hottest artists live in Philly though. And they live on the net, so you don't need a stereo. Tune in every Monday night from 10 to 1. Call them and give a shout out, tell them where you from. And the buzz craze, oh wait, I'm talking tongues. All these other spaces whack, it's no comparison. We need to change it down because they got it on. Keep the headbangers flowing, Niagara Falls. Fire chick, she speaks facts, she keep it wrong. Other spaces can't see it, wait on. All we do is just grind, that's the reason we shine. And all up in a line, waiting long enough is our time. Finally at the top as we climb, and they play a trap. But if they say it's whack, then you officially just been smacked, smacked. You're now tuned in, you're now tuned in, oh. Tuned in, you're now tuned in, oh. Tuned in, you're now tuned in.
Radio, what's up, everybody? I am that shit fire. Make sure y'all check out the website airitoutradio.net. Shout out to all the listeners. Tonight we have an exclusive interview with Mr. Mike Rock.
What up, everybody?
Now I know I'm from Jersey, right? So I want to make sure I say it right. Is it Mike Ruckus or Mike Ruckus? As you know. Okay. All right, you know, because you know it's a Jersey thing. I say everything wrong. I from B-More, right? Like you. Right? Was it a long drive or what? It was? According to you. Wait a minute, so what's your definition of a long ride? Because, I mean, it's like an hour. The traffic needed words, right? Yeah. I feel you on that. Okay, so what's going on in B-More? Like, I mean, everybody keeps saying it's a whole lot of stuff going on out there and drama and it's hectic. It's real crazy. Really? I don't know. You know how you visit somewhere and you're like, oh, it ain't that bad. Maybe I was in the wrong area, right? Yeah, you're like, yeah. Right? You definitely wasn't in a hood fire. You wasn't in. All right, so what's the project that you got coming out? I know, hold on. The new project, you know, you just gave me.
That's the classic 2016.
Yeah.
Volume 1,
Volume 2, all right. What's this, your fourth project? Fifth? How many projects you got out?
This is
really? Wait, what's all the other stuff I saw? The mixtapes and. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay. So are you excited about this one? Like, what's this? This one? This one is so different from the other ones because of what?
It's different because this is the first time I actually did a mixtape on any of my classes. But I did classes 2014. This is the first time I'm doing a mixtape, and I got a DVD to go with that as well.
Right.
So it's the first time I'm doing that. So it's quite exciting working with different artists from New York to Philly.
Oh, yeah?
VA. So I got a lot of greatest artists on there. all over.
I've seen Infantine.
Yeah.
He's not, like, he was doing some video work?
Yeah, Infantine did my video built for this. He came to Philly.
That's what's up.
We shot the video and he did a great job on it. And I'm working on it.
Yeah. He's super dope. He's like a hard working nigga, like he is. He be in New York and then come back to Philly. Crazy. Yeah, and make sure you give him the number. Tell him about the number.
Yeah, y'all make sure y'all call him. I'll be posting the number for y'all.
Yeah, 718-766-4427. You know, make sure y'all call him and show him some love. You know, he came all the way from B-Boy. Y'all got to, like, show him some love. Shoot. All right, so what's the whole SWO?
SWO, Spawn in the World Order. Spawn in the World Order is actually the label of Spawn in Enterprise.
Right.
So the street acronym for Spawn in Enterprise is SWO, which is Spawn in the World Order.
Okay.
Which means I'm all over.
You're all over.
Just dope one world. I'm everywhere.
World Order. And you're the CEO, right? Okay. And who else is... helping out with that? Who else is CEO on that? Is it just you? Okay. All right. That's what's up. Now, when did you start this whole label? Like, is it a label or is it more of a just...
I started in 20, but I came back out to New York back in 2010.
Mm-hmm.
And I've just been an artist for a
little bit. Really?
So I just did this stuff. I did the female site, I did the male site, I started like that, I did it really. Rap World is here more, just the awesome hip hop award that I do. So, I do a lot of stuff.
Right. That's what's up. Is it hard, like, maintaining it or
something? No, it's not hard. It's
oh, well, what you doing? You screwed. Right? Now, explain to people what that does. Like, what's the purpose of having your whole entertainment label and all that stuff in case somebody doesn't know?
It's freedom.
Freedom? Okay.
I own your own stuff.
Right. And putting out whatever, and you pretty much own whatever you want. But don't artists do that anyway? Like, they do that anyway, right? When they put out whatever.
Right.
You charging? You charging? For yours? Sometimes. Oh, okay. You like, can't tell nobody that. Getting that money. I was looking at some of the videos and it was like, how you got your name and everything. You know, I'm like, yeah, you know, I got my name from, you know what I'm saying? Because I bring up records. I was like, oh, shit. You know what I mean? What? I'm thinking, I'm like, you a teddy bear. And then, you know, I seen the video. I'm like, oh, shit, this is going down.
This is why I should part of the documentary.
So was that old, or that's like, that's part, really? So what's the beef? Like, come on now. Is it a, I mean, I don't know, so you gotta like break it down.
No, not necessarily like this. It's really gonna be.
Okay. Okay.
Sometimes, like, I'm not a Facebook gangster, so you're never texting on Facebook or Facebook.
Right.
So what was going back to next record?
What?
Okay. Bring it to me, you can get it.
Now, I know, like, you come to Philly. Do they show you love? Like, it was just...
Yeah, most of them have... They always show me Ralph Boy. Shout out to Ralph Boy. He showed me the... one of my artists here, Rosdale, Mark Morrison, Genocide Jewish, he's from Philly.
Oh yeah, how many's all in there? The whole, yeah, the whole all in.
Actively about
8. Okay, that's not too bad. That's enough to keep up. But you gonna get any more? Any more?
They gotta have bars and budget.
Oh.
They're on budget.
So they gotta pay for their own stuff and everything. Oh damn! I thought the label. I thought y'all supposed to help. With that, no?
I think
you got a studio and everything?
I'm going to have a different studio.
Okay. Well, if they're going to pay for their own stuff, why do they lose you? You're right, man.
You just got it. You got not complicated, but they just, I need them to show that they want this more than I do.
Right.
And once you show them this, it feels that you need really more than I can do people down.
Okay. So what do you do when somebody acts lazy? Like, do you, is it something that you do or you just don't? Really?
Yeah.
You don't, like, try to get on, like, look, if you don't do this, I'm going to kick you out. I know that's right. And you're like, that's it. Oh, damn. You would think they would be more motivated because everybody else is doing stuff, you know what I mean? Right. So, P-Hill Gunner's in the building. I know, it's so complicated. Why you do that to everybody? You know what I'm saying?
Hey, yo, what up?
You know what I mean?
It's
difficult for niggas. Yeah, make sure y'all hit up that website, airoutradio.net, and y'all hit us up at 718-766-4427. We got Mr. Mike Rockers in the building. Show us some love, y'all. You want to give me a Facebook Twitter?
Facebook, Mike Rucker, Twitter, at
Rucker.
Instagram, Mike Rucker. And you can Google me too, you can find me
everywhere. Okay. Alright, so we're going to jump into one track, and then we're going to be back with Mr. Mike Rucker. I got something that I want to play around with him with, so, you know, he's going to be our first contestant for that. And I know he likes a little guinea pig today, so, I mean, you know, it's okay to try different stuff out. You know, so let me see, which one we gonna get into first? We got three Johns. Did they say John out there? No.
John.
He like, no, y'all. Wait, John.
John.
Oh, so y'all don't think
that.
It's kind of the same thing, though, right?
J-A-W-N, right.
It was the same thing.
Yeah. We just spelled it different.
Did you get, like, confused when people said that? Like, John, you was like, what? No? You know? Yeah, no clue. All right, so I'm going to do this, the hip-hop horror story.
Cheers.
All right.
Yeah. From the slums of Park Heights. Yeah, from the gutter. Word to your mother. I didn't stutter, dig it. This is a movie where the villain never dies. A spoken word poet, verbal killer in disguise. For the teller to the rapper that's telling a million lies. You need a better writer who's willing to be advised. I write the script and you call a scene a massacre. Driving rap vans, crazy, no passenger. I get abusive with bars, I'm still slapping ya. Now you're mentally scarred and got me cracking up. You call me out, then it'll all go south. Try catching bullets with your teeth before you open in your mouth. I make careers take on a lot of damage before they couldn't plan it. Understand that a hero was a sandwich. Bring out the body bags, then call my lawyer. All these undead rappers can really bore you. Numb nuts and young bucks can run amok, yelling killer. I'm the pedal to Pinocchio, fuck you, I'm thriller.
It has been taken away from us. We have been socialized and we have integrated ourselves into nothingness,
All these weak-ass rappers, they sound horrible. Cause when they telling their story, they sound comical. When we murder the artists, it's just for fun. Because it's part of the culture to be the one. Always rapping the city is where we from. There be more balls coming, nigga, you better run.
Everybody counterfeit. World War Monopoly, my lifestyle's authentic, so these rappers don't flock on me. Everybody tough, I guess they wanna put a Glock on me. Brother Bond first, hit them up, it's the pocket. Label politics don't want the underground philosophy. No program in my mental, dumb and down not. Keep the stars said it's everything manipulated. Used to be raw, uncut. Now it's concentrated, storming my feelings. Cause this music got me aggravated. Hip hop's a cautious at the bar to be elevated. Everybody clowned out the fraudulent and syndicated. Waiting on a royalty check, so glad I made it. You can paint a picture, but my flow is never illustrated. Most of y'all Xerox is easy if I'm isolated. I strategize, all my moves being calculated. Busted on the industry cause everything is orchestrated. Ruckus.
It has been taken away from us. We have been socialized and we have integrated ourselves into nothingness.
All these weak-ass rappers, they sound horrible. Cause when they telling their story, they sound comical. When we murder the artists, it's just for fun. Because it's part of the culture to be the one. Always rapping the city is where we from. There'll be more boys coming, nigga, you better run. There'll be more boys coming, nigga, you better run. There'll be more boys coming, nigga, you better run.
Air It Out Radio is actually fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. We're still live with Mr. Mike Rocket.
Okay.
All right, so we just want to break, and Key Hill gonna... Did I say it right? See, I'm saying gonna. Look, I got the Jersey accent, you know what I'm saying? I don't... I say so proper. Look, I can't help it. But look, so we was behind the break, and I was... You pretty much said something about... the difference between an artist and an MC. I think it was something like that. So what do you think the difference is between an artist and an MC?
Rapper.
It's what we see today. It's not like how it used to be decades ago. It's more modernized now. But now, rappers is along the lines of being 99.9% hustle and only 1% talent.
The MC. He just wrote it down a little bit.
It's more hustle, but you'll see it where it's like, you know, you can tell as far as how he got to where he at.
Right. Is that bad though? It's like, what about battle rappers? Do they get more like credit? You know, is it cool to just be a battle rapper and just you like, why you looking like that? No. Can you be successful battle rapper? You can. Do you think now, like nowadays, you can? You just eat slow, like kind of, because it's hard. Like it's not a lot of stuff, you know, going on with the battle rapping. No, he wasn't. Really? I thought that was a skill. More so. Yeah, that's true. Right. Songs is important. Right. That's true. When you say you make a song or whatever, what's your opinion about everybody that just does remixes and all that stuff? Just do nothing but remixes.
Okay, I mean, it's fine if that's what you want to do, but it's going to sound better than
the original,
than
you need to do it. Mm-hmm. True. And as far, do you know about that, you know, they're enforcing that whole new law right now where you can't use a lot of the industry beats, you know, for freestyling. So what do you think about that? You think it's too harsh, or you think it's about time, or... What's your opinion about that?
That's because most of the people that do remixes are putting that original. You know, but if you're not making enough money off of it, then you're going to do it again.
Right. Well, they do because they sell them. They sell the mixtapes and stuff. And then they refix it. Yeah. If they get caught because they little fish, you know what I'm saying? But I guess they're trying to stop it altogether so that, you know, even if you have it in a video on Instagram and you post it, they'll take it down or whatever the case is. Yeah, they're shutting stuff down. And I think you got 3 times to do it, and then after that, they kind of, yeah, then they cut that whole page off. Yeah, crazy. They ain't playing. Do you make beats and stuff too? No? Yeah. You know what you get at, right? Okay. That's what's up. All right, so as far as, like, being in the business and having, like, girlfriends and all that stuff, like, what's up with that? You single or?
Single.
Really?
Okay.
It's a headache. It's a headache. What you trying to say? Women are headache? Yeah, like, you're like, no, hold on a second. Right.
Wow.
But don't you feel like it gets lonely though? Like, no? So you have like what do they call groupies or whatever for you? Well, for the rappers, yeah. No? Well, he getting shot like a motherfucker. He has a red. Right. Do girls be like, do you tell them right away to a rapper? Like, no? Why does everybody say that? What is the big deal? We're going to find out anyway, so you might as well just stay. You know?
It's crazy to feel like this going on.
To say, but why you ain't want people to know? You're a rapper. Why would they look at you different? Really? You don't want to tell people that? That's a part of what you're doing. Do you think that they're gonna like judge you or like be like, oh, you ain't even pop off yet? How many years it's been? Yeah. What does your family think? Are they supportive? They're like, yeah. They give you money? Man, nobody gets no money nowadays, man. Alright. You know, I don't know why the artists don't get supported by the family. I guess they all do it so long to it's like, I can't keep giving you money. Right. Right. They like, who cares? Do they come to events and stuff? Or no? Do you get mad at them because they don't come out and support you? No. Good. There's a lot of artists, they get real upset. Like, fuck them, we don't want to come out and stuff. Yeah, that's good. You ain't popping as soon as you pop, pretty much. Okay. That's how it is, you know what I mean? So anyway, what else do you do besides this whole rap thing? Do you got anything else you got going on? That's it, just music, that's it? You would be having other talents and stuff. That's why I be asking. You cook? Okay. What can you cook? I'm nosy. I like to eat, so I'm greedy.
Chilling.
Oh. What's wrong with chillin'? I mean, unless you don't like the swine. Some of the Muslims be like, I'm not kissing you. You eat got the swine lips. Yo, guys be going hard. That's what they say. I would never kiss you. You have swine lips. I've been told that before. But then they kiss me. So it's like, what's the way? You know what I mean? Yeah, like, come on now, stop playing. You know what I mean? It's pork. I mean, it's inside my stomach. It's not, you know? And so as far as, like, music goes, right, if you had to give up one thing in the business that you just, like, I really don't want to do this part of it, what part would that be in the music? Because I know it's, like, one part of, like, the business that you just really can't stand. Like, I can't. And this part, I wish I could just get rid of that whole situation right there. What?
Probably the politics.
Which specific part?
The industry has a way that they want you to be. Like, it's not like you can be respected.
Right. And you got to be, like, a certain way, like, you know, even with the females, they got to look a certain way, they got to be, you know, fat butts and all that, you know what I mean? No, they do, they got to have fat ass and, you know what I mean, big titties, whatever the case is, you know, to fit in, you know, if you look like a dude, then it ain't going to work, you know. Do you think lyrics matter in this business, though? Okay. Well, like, okay, say if it's a female and she's just fine. Because I had this conversation with this female not too long ago. And she was super cute, but in her rap, she just, you know, say, I got a fat ass, I'm cute, and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, yo, people ain't really going to take you serious. You keep doing that. Do you think that that's true, or you just think that, you know, for guys, they look at the girls differently, though. They be like, oh, she's fine. Yeah. Right. But she'll still get far now. That's a bad thing. A little bit. You know what I mean? Like a little bit. And then a little bit. Who you feeling now? Who's out that you like? Music wise. You said you don't listen to nobody? Really? The old stuff. Mm. It's coming back though, right?
Yeah, it is coming back. I listen to J-Cole.
I like Jay. Right. Did you hear the DC4? No. Really? Everybody hates it. But he got a couple joints in there that I do like. So, you know.
Well, you can't hate on him because
he's got 5 seconds on the billboard. Really? That's true. So, Meek and J. Cole and who else? How come no females is never mentioned? Like, nobody. I'm like, I'm with the females. How come the females are never mentioned? Who else?
Rhapsody.
Oh, yeah. Was she
really
talking about some kind of pop? No, it could be. What you trying to say? She not popping?
No, she just not.
What? She not what? Really? She was just at the BET Awards and all that stuff. And was the BET Awards? Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, BET. That's big. Right? I thought it was big.
She wasn't like,
right.
That's
yeah. I don't think she probably won't get to that part yet. You think if she just needs a hit, maybe she... Well, she got the hit. So, you know, that popped off for her. What do you think that people need to be, to get out there? Because there's all kind of ways to get popping.
Well, actually, nowadays, it's not like just one way to be getting...
Right. Right. If you had, like, a $5,000 budget... No. Let's say $50,000. What you gonna do with it? What? Are you fucking up already? Damn.
$50,000.
Well, actually, I'll just probably go to the National
Studio.
Okay. Oh, your people gonna be mad at you. You snatching up new people? They're gonna be like, I quit. Fuck this shit. So you gonna pick up new people? And what about the other ones? You still have money left over, so what else you gonna do?
I'm gonna invest.
Right. Yeah. What about after, like, okay, well, what age do you feel like this is when I need to start making this transition of doing other things in rap, besides rap? When do you think that age? When you retire?
When you
get tired. Okay. When do you think that's going to be for you?
You know.
Right. I was looking at an interview with Method Man, and he was saying that he didn't want to be a 50-year-old rapper. I know. That's why he said he started getting into, like... Yeah. Exactly. So they get tired of you, right? Or whatever the case is. Yeah, that's smart. Okay, so we're going to check out another track. You know what I mean? Get into, let's see, what we're going to get into right now. You got anything you want to tell them while we go on break? Anything?
Yeah, get ready for Ball Code, Mike Mercantino, got us. And Hip Hop Horror Story video should be coming soon. What else do you know?
Oh, the listening party? Okay,
yeah.
You got it all together, huh?
All
right, we're gonna check out this built for this.
Yeah, shout out to Fringe, that's
my homie. Okay, all right, Air It Out Radio, Patrick Fire.
Jill. franchise, nigga. Spalding Enterprise. Close range. Y'all know what it is, man. What up, bro?
Ha ha!
Bless this joy, man.
Bless my niggas.
Don't provoke us, get focused, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Disrespect the beats, boy.
I could deal with anything, I was built for it. Temptation all around, kinda drawn to it. I don't worry about you niggas, I'm in full force. Rock bottom to the top, niggas, hold on. I was built in the jungle line, hit a roar. Think you're fucking with the boy, is you really sure? I was built on facts, ready for combat. Testimonies all in my bars to break a horse back. A whole lot of slick talk, better show and prove. Too many bluffing ass niggas trying to pick and choose. Stay in your lane, young boy, for you make the news. Or stay away from me for your blood ooze. Close range in this bitch, bring your heart with you. Time to separate the G's from your fraud, nigga. Been certified, yeah, I play the part, nigga. Know I'm built for this, buzz, I beat a ball game.
I'm built for this. I done bled, I done sweat. Got some niggas that I know been killed for this. But I'm built for this. And when they cut the check, I might let you know how much I built for this. But I'm built for this. I know they claim next, but I bet they see that I got skill with this. And everybody know that it take will with this. But I'm built for this.
Record so dope for this, I know y'all feeling this. It's a motion picture on the screen, you can kill to this. Ain't nobody turning up, leave the skinny jeans at home. Niggas call a shot, you can't kill me from your front phone. Yeah, I know you stay up in your feelings. This is real life, we care about you drug dealing. Rub out that shit that make your head touch your ceiling. So all you in gym and just promote what you stood for. Niggas screaming support, I challenge you to do more. Father's all built for this, aka Marine Corps. You ain't taking my spot, the signs say detour. 5 minutes. My pocket, I'm copping at the liquor store. Been around the city, don't you see what these keys for? Rats gon' be rats, so watch the niggas that you seize for. Trying to stack 20, and that's what they keep for. Waving with the hard body, underground, be
more. I'm built for this. I done bled, I done sweat. Got some niggas that I know been killed for this. But I'm built for this. And when they cut the check, I might let you know how much I built for this. But I'm built for this. I know they claim next, but I bet they see that I got skill with this. And everybody know that it take will with this. But I'm built for this.
Why you mad, nigga? Why you sad, nigga? Your homosexuality worse than the crab, nigga. You the first one start throwing jabs, nigga. You the first one start keeping tabs, nigga. You ain't hot no more. You can't even walk around your whole block no more. I get used to be on top, but not no more.
Not
you
no
got holes as a fraud, I ain't shocked no more.
True. Stay salty at me, I don't fucking blame you. I get it how I live, pussy, I'm a long ranger. Shit, I'm good in my skin, don't acknowledge y'all. Franchise, close range, scars in my bars. Still fuck with some, most not approved. Won't accept the bitch ways of you new dudes. Still can find Playboy in the worst parts. Baltimore DNA, nigga, real dark.
I'm built for this. I done bled, I done sweat. Got some niggas that I know been killed for this. But I'm built for this. And when they cut the check, I might let you know how much I built for this. But I'm built for this. I know they claim next, but I bet they see that I got skill with this. And everybody know that it take will with this. But I'm built for this.
Air It Out Radio is actually fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. We still with Mike Ross. Yeah, Fire Chick. And Machete King. We small. Me too.
He's like, I don't rap with everybody.
He don't.
I can't listen to anybody. If I rap with you, it's like, yo, I like, I'm feeling
involved, like,
that's what I'm talking about.
Right. Yeah. How do you pick somebody that you do? Because you do a lot of collabs, though. Like, I didn't notice that on your show. I was like, well, where is this at? But you did a lot of stuff with everybody. So what you mean? Because you said if you don't like him, you do. What you be like in their face? Like, nope. No. Right. You gotta listen to this stuff. You can't work with nobody, Courtney. Even if you can make them hot. No? Really? So if you were successful and he said you only paid 50 stacks, 6,000, you still ain't doing it? What about Lil Wayne? He blew up like that, just jumping on everybody's stuff. Okay. You're like, no. No, you can't pay me. No. Well, you know, that's part of the business. Sometimes you gotta get on.
I mean, listen.
Right. So with that 50,000, you wouldn't do no features? You wouldn't snatch somebody else to do no features? You what? I was looking for like some love stuff. I didn't see that.
Yeah,
I
just wait for the mixtape.
Okay. I was like, where's the love? Like, where's the love shit at? For the bitches. Okay. Alright. So y'all gonna do like a CD together or?
Mixtape.
Cool.
If y'all reaching for it, y'all demanding for it, then it's
going to happen. Yeah, I was looking for it. I was like, y'all was doing so much together. I was like, well, why not?
I'm saying it because people, you know, talking about on three that we're not on fourth.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's not like some artists always try to force a project or a record, you know what I'm saying, on the artist.
How long does it take for you to do this and work everything out and finish? Really? What's the deadline? What's the deadline? A week? A month? Really? What if I got shit going on though? A week though? What if they don't get paid and you wait a minute? Because we were talking about this on my Monday show. Do you let them come to your studio because you requesting them on your stuff? Okay, so you pay for it. Oh, that's cool. All right. So they got a week to come in, and if they don't, you jump in. Okay. Right. Shifty bro. Y'all be like, you don't come. Well, it's good that you're giving them studio time. So, you know. Different thing on your CD? Did he rap on anything?
No, not yet.
What? You sleeping on him.
Oh, I don't know how he can.
Oh, okay. Because he's good with the video, but, you know, he. Yeah. Yeah, he's really quiet. But he's out on the street. He's super active. Super active. He's getting it all day long. Did you ever see him do his work on the street?
I watch
it. You know he got a printer, right? Because he says he watches all my stuff, but I'm like, yo, he has this printer that he has on the street, and he prints off the picture right there on the spot. I'm like, yo, I'm about to show you. But yeah, it's so dope, though, because he'll take a picture and charge him for it, whatever, whatever. I was like, yo, you just be trying to get money any way you can. He don't care. Okay, so I got this game that I want to try and play. You down? You scared? Okay. All right, so look, we're going to do it after you do this on the phone, because I want to make sure. Like, I know, I just threw them off, right? But I want to make sure we get this track in for all your tracks in. So, you know, you got anything else you want to let them know in between this break?
My
brother's feeling better. Shout out to everybody that's streaming in. All right, here it is. Air It Out Radio. This is Day O'Neal. Yeah.
Shout out to Black.
This should be played. Welcome to the prize. Let's dance. Let's go.
Bo know this, and Bo know that, but I bet you both bitch ass don't know how to rap. Collapse your whole structure, gone off the Dutchess. Black sad, fucking with my nigga Mike Russell. Make the spot hot when we up on stage. Make a bitch draw drop and she on my page. Haze in the lean, produce all my rage. Bruce Banner flow, gather flow and line up your face. The gem's so vivid like my words 3D. Live in your face, black eye special, D.E. Catch me on the ass with a bitch like a brick house. Looking for goddamn ridiculous with my dick out. Raw like that, no flaws with rap, the plot thickens. Trying to go cold jack, scholar digging. Cook chickens when we in that kitchen. We don't need no support, bitch, cause we ain't slipping.
Gotta stay on your game and don't stop. Gotta play your hands straight, fame can't fly.
Gotta get the paper is what we bout. Give a damn about the haters just run their mouth.
Gotta stay on your game and don't stop. Gotta play your hands straight, fame can't fly.
Gotta get the paper is what we bout. Give a damn about the haters just run their mouth.
I'ma always do my thing, can never change. Even if I'm up or down, you get the same haze. Yeah, just spit in that flame. Liu Kang, Mortal Kombat, I finished them lame. So I'm stacking that cash and puffing that Mary Jane. If you think we in the same league, we ain't playing the same game. Not at all, my fans can't take a load. Catch us in the club, we fry gone.
I put it down, stood around, you probably seen it. Check every hood in town. Swear, I'm the cleanest. Black staff is the army, you know who the team is. All black fit, got your chick trying to meet us. Pockets on swole, red money on the sneakers. Stay turned up, knocking screws out your speaker. All I got is ether, so I'm trouble on the feature. All I drop is crack, got your bubble out the beaker.
Gotta stay on your game and don't stop. Gotta play your hands straight, fame can't fly.
Gotta get the paper is what we bout. Give a damn about the haters just run their mouth.
Gotta stay on your game and don't stop. Gotta play your hands straight, fame can't fly.
Gotta get the paper is what we bout. Give a damn about the haters just run their mouth.
I've been around the hood, seen a lot of hater faces. Still on the block, I know to change different races. New religion, new culture, Freemasons. Shoot out on Pulaski, Amos in the basement. The furnace with a taken, most of y'all faking. I'm about to dose, see the kick that I've been baking. This brother enterprise with the black staff collabo. Get your blueprint, cocksuckers need my ammo. Heavy your artillery, game plan, different route. To all you niggas, how to live what you rap about. I've been here since the first five. I live recital, partnership with Rodney, my idol. No awards, fake certificates, or titles, still not a star. Catch me in a local bar, bitches wanna pay paparazzi, nigga. I don't show my love, I'm a Nazi, nigga. Ruckus.
Rap Royce 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Last one was the New Blood Staple, South of Miss Kitty, Dunn Fontaine, the Donna Black, April Lewis, Miss D's. Yeah, so the females, they chilling right now in Baltimore. They on top.
Right. Yeah. Shout out to all the females.
Rap Royals.
Shout
out to
all the females.
Yeah,
start
out here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I
want to
hear more.
Donna Black chilling right now. We just did a little promo video right now.
Okay. What made you pick up the first female? Like, what made her get qualified to be in
bars?
Okay. That's what's up. Yeah, I think they got to definitely sell more, too. Okay, Air It Out Radio, we still live with Mike Ruckus. Make sure, give me your Twitter real quick. We got to say it throughout the show.
Mike Ruckus on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Mike Ruckus. Google me, Mike Ruckus.
Okay, so this is my first time doing this game. You are getting giggles, right? All right, so this game is called, let me see if it, I hope it works for me this time. This game is called,
Do You Know Your Shit?
Okay, so Do You Know Your Shit? Okay, now this game is pretty much like this, okay? I'm going to say a couple bars, a couple lines from your one of your music, okay? And I want you to let me know what track it's from, okay? So you understand the game? Okay. Now I'm gonna say it in my white girl voice, which is my regular voice. And then you just have to identify the song. So this is Do You Know Your Shit? Okay, which is your song. Alright, now these are different songs. You ready for this? Okay. I'm gonna try to say it. I'm not gonna say it the way you of course say it, of course. Alright, so had a few deals on the table, but shit got funny. Real niggas don't chase pussy. We chase money. What song is that? You don't know your shit? Uh-huh. No repeats either. I think you might get it. Right. You got it. Okay, so you got that one. Let's see if you can continue to, you know. Yeah. You ready? Okay. I got money, so I act a little bougie. In the club, I'm right with the booze, with a boozy.
So I'm about
8 ball. Okay, all right. All right, all right. All right, so you got two. Let's see if you can get the third one. I should have switched it up for you. All right. Cut throats of snitches. Got laid, get laid in the ditches. And most of these rappers bleed more than bitches. Uh-huh. Do you know your shit? Come on. We'll give him one more minute. One more second. You don't blame it on the music. I can't hear it. I want to make sure you hit it. One more time. Ready? 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Bipolar. Do you know your shit? So, what, you know, that's the whole point of, like, going back and, you know, right? You did good, though. You got this. No, I mean, you know, I mean, I know, I was like, I know he's not going to get all of these. I know he's not. You know what I'm saying? You did good, though. Yeah, I know. So next time you come, if you do come again, I'm gonna have the show real decked out with that. I'm gonna have like puzzles and all kind of stuff. You're gonna be like, yo, you know what I mean? So yeah. So you like the game? It was fun, right? Yes, I did. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Gotta treat them right, you know what I'm saying? We got the chub rock going in the background, you know what I'm saying? Alright, so you got anything else you wanna let everybody know about? And
Hip Hop Horror Story video coming soon. You know, look out for Boston. Might not be too better.
Oh, we got a caller.
Okay, it's coming to see you, baby. So,
just relax. Okay. You got a caller from Jersey. Oh, they ain't even pressing one now. They stopped pressing one. But yeah, they was pressing one and then they stopped. Only pick up if they press one. So you got the CD coming out. Anything else? The release party? Let him know about. You forgot?
Yeah, I will get an invite.
You ain't gonna tell the people? It's not open? No?
Yeah, I haven't decided on a date. So,
okay. You know. Oh, they're pressing one now. They better make up their mind. Come on, Jersey. Do it together.
Jersey.
All right, so look, we're gonna take this call. We're gonna see who it is. Airlaw Radio, who's this caller? 6532.
Hello?
Hello, what's up with this? Yo.
This Tone, how you doing? I made it through?
Hi, Tone. It's Tone, you calling to talk to Mike Ruckus?
Oh, my God, no. I made it. Yeah, I'm happy, though. Okay. I made it through. I'm happy. How you doing?
I'm good. This is Fire Chick. You want to talk to me or Mike Rutgers? You got a question?
I do.
Okay, what's your question?
I beg your pardon. Mr. Rutgers, what do you think about Donald Trump being the president? And what do you think about the hold that Trump has on the ghetto and impoverished people from society?
Good question.
How I think about him being selected. It is what it is, man. He was selected. He wasn't voted in
right.
or anything like that. It's an agenda we all know, but some of us know it's an agenda going on. So the best thing we can do is just stay up on everything and seek knowledge, stay in prayer, you know, for this war outside.
Checkmate, gang. I think he a racist, though. I think
okay.
Trump a racist. Bad. I think he the KKK Red Dragon Boy, the Crown Dragon. How you say that shit? He the Red Dragon from the Crown, from the KKK. I don't know how you pronounce it.
Okay.
Fire. Can I spit some at Mike real quick? Or you?
Okay.
Since I got the opportunity.
All right. Okay.
Make it fast or say the whole thing?
Make it real fast because, yeah, we about to get up out of here.
Ah, man, checkmate. I ain't going to do it then. I got bars.
Okay.
My shit is crazy.
All right.
All right. I'm going to contact you one day, my mom. You know me.
I
just don't know me.
I do? Okay.
Yes, you do not.
All right.
Yes,
well,
do
I
not.
Appreciate
Trust
you.
Me. Okay. I love you.
Well, I definitely
God bless
appreciate
y'all.
You calling up. Okay.
Oh, fire
well,
chick.
I definitely appreciate you calling up.
Don't burn the world.
Okay, babe. I'm not, babe.
Stay up, baby.
Okay.
God bless. All
right, I'm going to let you go because we got to get up out of here, okay?
Bye-bye.
Okay. Air It Out Radio is at Chick Fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Yeah, we'll call in. You know. So anything else, one more time, before we get up out of here, Mike. About to get it. You know what I'm saying? Yes, check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Catch me Mondays 10 to 1. You already know what it is. Fire Chick, Mike Ruckus.
Fire Chick.
Out of here. One.
Bye.